somebody's trying to handle their dog throwing up. Another person is trying to catch the shitting out of their dog. Another person is trying to hold a patch against their dog's tummy because it's bleeding. Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Hot Girls Rescue Dogs. I'm Grace.
And I'm Aria.
We are currently back on Saipan, enjoying the warmth and happiness that we have really been missing out on.
Seriously. It was negative 10 the day I flew out of Colorado.
But as you know, with that happiness comes a lot of dog poop and controlled or uncontrolled chaos.
Most often uncontrolled.
Yeah, so starting day one, I think we've only been back about 4 days now. And we get off the plane and we're like co-hosting a spay and neuter clinic. We have our own dogs to tend to. We have all this fundraising nonsense. Just absolute madness from hour one.
Yeah, like there's no warming up period. It's we're back and we're running.
But that's the way we like it. Yeah. Or at least that's what we tell ourselves. So one thing that we've really been up to this past week in collaboration with Saipan Cares is a spay and neuter clinic, which is a part of our New Year, New Boonie campaign.
New Boonie, no balls.
Yes, New Boonie, less balls. So we are super excited to do spay and neuter because that is something that we don't often have access to. So whenever it's here, it's big news. That's something that takes a lot of people on island and off island working together to coordinate. And so it's just absolutely amazing when it comes together along with all the amazing people that are putting it on, because that is where we feel we are able to make the biggest difference. And something that we are able to do is not only assist on the ground in the back, which we are looking forward to share with you with, because you may not know, but we are uncertified, certified vet techs, clinic technicians. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Back alley clinic connoisseurs.
Pretty much.
So not only are we running around the clinic like chickens with our heads cut off, but we are also really doing a lot of the behind the scenes work of making sure that everything runs smoothly. And with that comes fundraising, sponsoring with a lower income community, and a community that has not only one, but like 10 dogs per person. $100 per surgery really stacks up quickly. So we are so excited and really just honored and think it's so cool that because of Boonie Babies and our outreach and things like this podcast, we are able to firsthand make a direct impact on the animals and the people here. So we just wanted to say thank you for everyone who's making that possible. I do, if you are listening to this podcast, if you could go ahead and click the link in our bio on Instagram or TikTok right now. And at the top of that link, there is an option that says listener support. If you want to click on that,
do it.
You do it. You can set up a monthly subscription. The lowest option is 99 cents a month. But if everyone who followed us or supported would donate $1 a month, that would absolutely change our world and the impact that we're able to make. So nothing is insignificant. Everything makes a difference. Thanks for being along on this ride with us. We were just talking earlier how whenever we went back to Colorado, we had a handful of people come up to us individually.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. Like, shout out Mikey, Addie, and Maddie. You guys made my entire night. Grace and I would be out in Pueblo, Colorado, where we're from, which is a small town. There's not a lot going on. We left it when we were like 15.
And also, I want to preface this that each one of our podcasts gets an average of like 89 listens. So
we're like, we don't feel like we're hot shit there. Moral of the story
is. Yeah. Overall,
we walk around and not expecting anything. Like here on Saipan, small island, we do a lot around it. We're quite well known. In Pueblo, we skirt under the surface. Anyway, when we were there this past month, we had so many people from our pasts that were, I mean, not close friends, acquaintances, just people, friends of a friend, come up to us and say that they listened to the podcast and how like proud they were of us. And it seriously made our entire month.
Well, yeah, especially because not a lot of people listen to this podcast. And I just, a lot of people do not realize the amount of outreach that we have. Like, for example, on Saipan, there's a social media awards, which is fantastic. It's an award for content creators, which is a super awesome thing to get going out here. But we were not invited to be a part of this award thing where this, like, they're having a whole night. They have different categories. It's like this, it's this big old thing. The whole island's excited about it. And I messaged and I was like, hey, we would love to be a part of this. How do we get involved? And they're like, how would you like to be involved? I was like, well, me and my 500,000 TikTok followers, I'm not sure, but I make really good content.
Please appreciate me.
Please. But the point of that is a lot of what we do often goes under the radar. And it's not about the recognition, but what it is about is what we bring awareness to. Like, it is very, very important for people to not see us, but to see the issues that Boonie Babies is working towards solving. So having people comment about the podcast was awesome. We really appreciate it because you're like 5 out of 50, five out of 50 dedicated listeners. So thank you to everyone for the continued support. If you would like to subscribe to our monthly listener support, that'd mean the world to us. All proceeds go right back to the dogs. So really, if you don't want the dogs to starve, make sure you subscribe. That being said, we're back on island. We get off the plane. I'm boarding the plane. Aria was dealing with a whole lot of other issues on her plane, talking to veterinarian people. I'm on my plane texting our vet that's here. And a big issue that they were having is a lot of people were not able to afford the surgeries. And so I'm on the plane and I'm getting texts like, can you send us some money for this? Can we do this and that? And of course, this is something that it's like Christmas morning, waking up and being able to go to a spay and neuter clinic. So, and we'd kind of been preparing for this. We were able to initially donate $4,800 right off the bat. And with 48 hours, that was blown through.
Yeah. Like Grace mentioned previously that people here don't just have one dog. Like if you are going through the trouble to care and feed your dog, you have 20 of them on this island because it's just...
They tell their friends.
They
put a little pile of food out and then the whole gang is there and the whole gang's pregnant.
Grace and I are suckers for this shit. Like, we do everything in our power to make these spay and neuter events as easy for the community as possible. Well, so, like, not only do we sponsor the surgeries, but we go pick the dogs up. We take them to the clinic ourselves. We monitor them.
It's a full day event. If you're working, it's really hard to take your dog to the clinic. And a lot of people are not used to handling their dogs either. So it's a whole ordeal on so many levels.
Like, first of all, if you tell them they're going to have to take off work and drive their dog, that's not a priority for them. This is a low-income community. Nobody's putting the mangy mutts first in their family, which is fair. So it's not a priority. They're not going to make it if you ask them to drive. So we're over there. We're picking up these dogs. It's chaos, but we love it because it gets done. And then the dog is spayed and we drop it back home. And the owners are so thankful.
Yeah, there's honestly nothing that I enjoy more than being able to help support an owner who is wanting to do better for their animal. Because right. A lot of times we are online defending the community of Saipan because there's a lot of hate comments of, oh, what an awful person. They don't care about their dog, especially when it comes to dumping puppies or things like that. It's like, there is no other option here.
Seriously. Yeah. I don't know if we've talked about the dumping puppies hate that we get on here before, but it is brutal. Every single video that we post of finding a dog on the side of the road, 9 out of 10 comments are, oh my gosh, that person needs to rot in hell for putting those puppies there. And we're like, okay, in the States where you have access to resources, of course, completely agree.
Of course, rot here, in hell.
There is no animal shelter. There is a dog control holding facility. There is no fosters. There are no veterinarians to go spay your dogs. You're stuck with these puppies that turn into more puppies. And then at some point, like, where else are you supposed to put them? Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
It is brutal, but it's definitely a situation that the community has found themselves in. And we are really excited to be working towards being able to provide more resources to fix the problem. I mean, our end goal is to kill off the boonie dog population one span neuter at a time.
Thanks to you guys, it's working. But yeah. Seriously, no, moral of the story is thank you for your donations. They seriously have helped us. How many animals did we spay and neuter this past 8.5 days, was it? So 7.5?
8.5 days with one vet and like a total team of 4 pretty much overall. We fixed 259 animals. That is absolutely insane.
And I would say 70% of them sponsored by you guys.
Yeah. I mean, so we donated $4,800 right off the bat, and I think we owe an additional about the same amount.
Yeah, Grace goes, Grace comes home and she's like,
Aria, first of all, Aria goes, don't give all of our money to SEA. Like, we have a lot of vet bills from the States. And I go, oh, you should have said that 2 hours ago. Because I had lunch with Dr. Chris, our amazing veterinarian, and she was like, oh, Grace, like, you know, there are a lot of people who are still really interested, and I'm only here a few more days. If only somebody could donate. And she didn't have to guilt trip me. Like, it wasn't in a negative way.
But Grace did not only give all the money that we gave them.
She said, whatever it takes.
Just write me an IOU at the end of the clinic.
You tell me how much it is and we'll figure it out.
So, moral of the story, we still don't know how much we owe. And that's why you should keep donating.
Yeah. Thank you so much for our donations. Go ahead and log on to your Venmo and please send more at Boonie Babies.
SOS.
As the Instagram slogan goes, $100 saves a life, but anything helps. Thank you. Okay. I want you to close your eyes and
close your eyes. I hate when videos do that because they get me every time because my eyes are still open.
Yeah, so make sure you really close your eyes. Thanks, Aria.
Yeah, anytime.
And we're going to paint a picture for you of what it's like walking into a Saipan spay and neuter clinic. So, first of all, you open this glass door of like a random storefront building, not a vet clinic. There's not that official. And it doesn't close correctly. We have to lock it because the wind blows it open. So you walk through this door.
Somebody has to unlock it for you. Yes. And then you walk through the door.
You do the secret knock and you get let in. Another important note of this story is English is not the main language being spoken. English is about 50%. The other 50%, this past clinic was Japanese, but it varies.
Yeah,
it varies.
You're always off guard.
So yeah, you're off guard. You're really communicating a lot through hand signals and actions. You walk in there, you know, I don't even want to do it on the podcast, like the sound of someone throwing up. I don't want to trigger anyone. But that is like the first thing that you hear is just like someone, the sound of someone throwing up. And non-English, you know exactly what they're saying. Not English words. Someone's saying, oh my God, my dog's throwing up. Help, what do I do? Because after surgery, the dogs are really nauseous. A lot of the times, the dogs while sedated as well. So somebody's trying to handle their dog throwing up. Another person is trying to catch the out of their dog. Another person is trying to hold a patch against their dog's tummy because it's bleeding. Like, there's so much happening, and none of this would be happening in the real world. This is all what we would call Saipan because we're like, it's like a team of 4 there. You have our
Mike. Michael. No, sir.
Right on par.
Thank you.
Okay. So you have your veterinarian, Dr. Chris. We have an uncertified vet tech, who is probably more qualified than most actual vet techs.
Yeah.
And then you have like two random volunteers, sometimes Ari and I, sometimes some random awesome people that have somehow got drafted for this. But it's not like a normal clinic, like where you go to the vet, you drop your dog off, they say, oh, say goodbye, and then you take him back. No. Like at this clinic, we hand you a paper. I help you weigh your dog, barely. You write the info down.
Owners are an active participant in the spay and neuter clinic because there's such a lack of staff. Yeah.
So they come out from behind the clinic area, the operating room. They come out, stab your dog in the ass with a shot.
No explanation, no warning of what's going to happen like we learned in the Mimi episode. Your dog passes out. The person is already gone. Your questions are unanswered. And then as your dog's laying there, presumably dead to you, but actually just sedated, somebody says, bring it back!
They're like, where's Soju's owner? And Soju's owner is like, help! And then you're like, hey, I need you to scoop up this dog and bring it to the back.
And they're like, we can go back there? And you're like, you have to carry your dog back there because there's nobody else.
As you are putting it on the table for surgery, directly next to you is a surgery being actively performed.
And then as that surgery is happening, they say, okay, pin your dog down. Here we go. And they stuff the mask on.
Yeah, so first you sedate the dog with a shot. And then they're pretty much out, but not completely. And so you have to put a gas mask on your dog. Typically, they go down fairly smoothly, but you have to hold the dog because often they do not go down smoothly. And you are in charge of holding the dog and keeping the mask on your dog.
Which in the real world would obviously never in a million years be the owner's responsibility.
Yeah. And not to mention while you're doing this, you're watching Dr. Chris dig through a dog's
abdomen
and pull out a uterus, or often pull out placentas. Everyone's yelling, not in English. There's this, like, Japanese is being yelled at you, fingers are being pointed, you have no idea what's going on, and the people working there, like Ari and I, are almost just as confused as you are, but the shit gets done somehow. The point of this, and I hope you've opened your eyes. Dang, Aria. The point of this is it's absolute, I would say, controlled chaos, because we are able, like, all the surgeries are very safely performed. We get through the numbers. The dogs all go home happy and healthy. Like, people really do know what they're doing, but it is unlike anything you've ever seen before. And we'd really like to share some highlights with you, starting with the cat colony, which presented, I think, total just about, I don't even know how many cats he brought in.
At least, like,
30. At least 30.
Like, 40, 50.
One man, over the course of this clinic, every single day, would bring in a large dog crate. And in that large dog crate would be a minimum of 10 cats.
In bags. Go listen to Cats in Bags
episode. Yeah, if you're confused, if you're like, what the heck? You clearly are not a true supporter. Go and back. You really need to go listen then to come that. Come back. All context clues. But yeah, he'd come in and he'd be like, here you go. And all these cats were super calm, happy, healthy, ready to be there. They had names. And but just seeing that amount of cats in one container.
Yeah. Insane.
Could you imagine if you brought that into a veterinarian clinic in the States? You'd be reported. You'd be reported to animal control, to like a housing association. The vet would be like, why do you have your cats in bags?
You couldn't take those.
No more cats in bags.
Oh, but once again, thank you guys, because obviously no one person can really pay for 50 plus cat spay and neuters.
But we, at once, Boonie Babies, single-handedly, with the hands of this man who went out and caught 40 cats, was able to fix an entire colony. There are no more babies. That is insane.
Awesome.
Absolutely insane. But So we're at the clinic. Not only are we running, so you have to weigh the cats in the bags. There's cats flying everywhere. There were cats that escaped the bags. There's a cat running around the entire clinic. We had to lock the door. Our new volunteer, Emily, like, sticks her hand out and catches this cat after an absolute, like,
incredible.
The cat's literally crawling on people in the waiting room. Like, he crawls on the shoulders of this one man.
Thank God the dogs are sedated at that point.
Oh my God, I was so worried it was going to run right into someone's mouth. That's happening. While that's happening, we're getting texts from people that are like, hey, there are these stray dogs. Do you think you could go bring them to the clinic? We got a text from our friend that says, hey, this absolutely feral cat that I brought in yesterday just ripped her stitches. Can you help me catch it? Like,
yes, and yes, even, we did all
unless
of it.
You are there. And while this is happening, there's like a shot in your hand. There's, I don't know, another cat running around.
We've got 20 dogs at home that we're shuffling home to bring out and in.
Yeah, so absolute chaos, but beautiful chaos. We wouldn't have it any other way. And it brought up the idea of vlogging for us, because there really is no, well, I say there isn't any moment. We don't vlog because half of our life, half of the day is very, very mundane. There's nothing exciting happening.
There's two modes. Either we're like, oh, we can't vlog because we're so boring. And then the other problem is, oh, crap, we can't vlog because nobody has hands to grab their phone because absolute shit is breaking out right now.
Yeah, we really need to get more comfortable recording ourselves, too. I don't know if you guys have ever tried to sit in front of the camera and, like, act natural.
It's really, really awful. Yeah, but we've had so much stuff happen the past few days. We've been back. There's been like,
there was a fire. We had to call 911. We had to call 911, and the fire department had to come put out an active fire. Honey's staples completely got ripped out of her tummy. She has a gaping hole. We wrapped her in duct tape and a diaper as like triage, and then found gauze and later got her all fixed up. Absolute madness. But again, with that madness comes absolute excitement and gratitude. We needed that break. I can't even tell you how much we needed that break. Although we would have preferred not to spend it like freezing our butts off. It was so nice to be back with family.
Yeah.
However, even stepping off the plane and jumping into this absolute chaos, it is just amazing to feel like we're actually making a difference again, because we really were in a tough spot.
Yeah. And to throw some statistics your way, because of why that we makes were us so feel, sad. This makes us feel so sad and so good at the same exact time. Are you ready?
We're ready.
One unspayed female dog and her offspring can produce 67,000 dogs in just 6 years, which is insane. But then try and guess the cats, everybody.
There's more.
In your head, real quick, try and just, what would the cat number of that be? Keep in mind, cats produce faster than dogs, but
cheating.
You no way are going to guess this number. Ready? One unspayed cat and her offspring.
How many?
Produce 2 million in 8 years. And then 920,000 of those are euthanized in shelters in the U.S. every year.
That's insane. Something that we've spoken a little bit about is that we are very in favor of spay abortions, especially with our situation. Literally every single female animal that we did here, I'd say one of three, maybe one of four, was pregnant.
Yeah. And I know it sounds brutal, but then the day before that, we were at the mayor's dog control facility, and there were 18 puppies, 4 weeks and less there. Dying actively. Some were dead, some were just sitting in these kennels crying and dying a very slow, painful death.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode that I'm excited to make. The mayor's shelter just made a post about how they're so excited and happy to announce that they provide lots of great and adequate care for all of the animals. And every time we go back there, we find at least 5 dead puppies, and those are the lucky ones that are already dead.
Yep. Anyway, thanks for letting us spay and neuter all these ones.
Yeah. So the spay and neuter, not only is it important here, but it is so important to encourage everyone everywhere to spay neuter their pets and be a part of the solution. A lot of shelters in the States have amazing programs set up for stray cats where it's at an extremely discounted rate. There are low, I don't know if it's called low funding.
It's called low cost.
Low cost veterinary clinics. There's no excuse to not get your animal fixed.
We hear people say all the time, as of literally just 2 days ago, this happened.
We almost died.
Pissed me off. People say, well, I don't have the time and money to go spay and neuter my cat or dog. I'm like, okay.
And you know, the people saying this are actually not the people who truly don't have the time or money.
No. It's like, first of all, you do. I know you do. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Second of all, if you don't have the time and money to go spay and neuter your pet, you sure as crap don't have the time and money for a whole litter of puppies or kittens.
Yeah.
And surprise. On and on and on.
Children are expensive. Get on board. But yes, not only is spay neuter important on Saipan, it's important everywhere. And we always say, like, friends don't let friends buy dogs. That goes with everything. Friends don't let friends make uneducated and poor decisions about their animals. And that is one reason out of many that we love our platform and really love getting to share this podcast with you, because the difference that we can all make together, you could blame it on the two bitchy girls that like won't shut up about dogs. You can just send this to your friend that thinks it's cool or cute to breed their dog because he's just so cute. I just love my dog so much that I want to breed him, or I'm going to make some quick cash. It's not worth it. You're actively harming the animals, especially in places like this. That being said, we are still fundraising for the spay neuter clinic that we just finished. We are super excited to be conducting hopefully many more this year. We are definitely feeling the compassion fatigue. We are happy to be back on the ground running. There are lots of really big things happening for Boonie Babies. We have a new volunteer. We have new partnerships. We really have just a whole new outlook, and we are so excited to be able to do more and really make a difference this new year. Thank you for following along and really being a part of this journey.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week on Hot Girls Rescue Dogs.